everything to you. You're listening now and you love it too. Pixel Pros, we talk about games, everything nerdy and on our brains. Hey ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Pixel Pros Podcast episode 9. We are back from the dead, so this is our resurrection episode. Holla at your boy Jesus. And so today, of course, I have my favorite people to podcast with whom to podcast, because they don't know what else to do on Wednesday nights.
And that's true. I had my finger in my belly button last week because I didn't know what I was doing. Oh, so
God. Slowly eating his turkey. What did you say, Hadley?
Andy rarely gives us days off, so you know this is
24/7, 365.
It is
job. All right, podcasting. All right, what was that, Natalie? You said something disgusting.
I said you should not lie to people.
I shouldn't lie to them. What do I lie? I don't ever lie on podcasts. Why would I?
Andy's a saint.
Yeah. How dare you? Hold on. My tiny tower is... okay. So, since we've been off, we had some old news, but, you know, we're going to pass that off. And hopefully we don't cover anything too old. I'm sure we will. It'll all be old like Ryan.
That's right.
Every time he goes to the high schools, they don't know how old he is.
But they'll do what you want.
Oh, sick. Okay. Yeah.
That was disgusting. Natalie, why would you suggest that?
We have reached
Know.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my gosh.
All right. You know what? It's been a while, and I'd like to strike up some casual conversation with you guys. What games have you guys been playing, Natalie?
Assassin's Creed 3.
Ugh, sick.
And I got Dishonored.
Oh, man. You know what? That also ties into some of our news, so we'll hold on to that for a second. Have you played a little bit of Dishonored yet?
Nope, it's still wrapped.
Okay, well, we're going to cut this podcast short. We will wait until she's done playing. All right, Ryan, what about you, man?
Yeah, actually, I have Dishonored too, but I just haven't been able to play it yet because it's finals.
Oh,
I know, I'm sorry. I have finals next week, man. I've been really busy.
Oh, finals, dude.
That's when you play games.
I've been playing some Halo 4, though, a little bit, and what else? XCOM here and there. Mm. Natalie, you're dead, by the way. Natalie's character has died.
Why am I not surprised?
Yeah. Well, you know what? You rushed into battle, and you weren't checking corners, and somebody took mind control of you, and I couldn't save you, so.
Oh, I bet they made her do some disgusting things while she was in mind control.
The sniper couldn't take the shot, man, and you were like blocking the person that was mind controlling you. It was all like movie scene right there.
Jeez, you're a human shield right there.
Yeah.
Ryan recorded it as his tears rolled down his face.
You didn't care.
Something a commander can never forget.
Lost a lot of good men. That is the best thing you could ever say coming back. That's just, that's a lot of good. Exactly. And now you can say you lost a fellow podcaster in the heat of battle.
Yep. Well, you know, Andy, you got us all killed on Oregon Trail, so.
That is true.
Natalie and I are just sitting there waiting for you to come back.
The only people who died were my brother and I.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if on the last podcast I covered that I finished it, but I finally died scavenging because why? My girlfriend had I don't know what happened. She got like measles or something. And so I'm like, well, we're going to hunker down because I'm going to sit here till she's better. And I went out to scavenge and didn't come back. Yep.
We're still waiting diligently.
Yep, they're just, and I wanted to start another game, and I'm like, it's just, the novelty's gone. It's
what
just.
What ended you?
Say again?
What ended you?
Oh, I know, it's because I went scavenging, and I didn't have enough health, and I didn't want to use my med kit in case my girlfriend got worse. And so I'm like, oh, well, I can bear another. And I didn't check the zombie weather channel that day, so it was the forecast was deadly, and I forgot to check it before I left. Because I normally go out when it's like dangerous, or even like normal, but it was deadly.
Nice.
So it only spelled disaster when I was picking up some scraps, because you need scraps to repair your vehicle.
That's true.
But yeah, no, that's not the game I've been playing. I've been actually dabbling my fingers in all these little pies. And
oh my god.
Yeah, my germs. These pies are quite warm, I'd say. So what I did do was I traded in some games and on what was that? For Assassin's Creed 3 as well. But I got PC Master Race and and so I got the Digital Deluxe Edition, and I had, what was that, like my power card that gave me extra 10% trade-ins. And I got Assassin's Creed 3 and Resident Evil 6 for,
oh.
Yeah, for around, no, I'm not playing with you, Natalie, just ignore what I said.
fine.
But I got both of those games for around $80. So that's like, the Assassin's Creed Digital Deluxe Edition by itself is $80.
What does it come with?
The season pass and like the soundtrack and the art book.
Oh, so lucky.
Yep. Yeah, so I got that. And then it's just been fun. It's actually pretty cool. And the weird thing with Ubisoft, like PC games, you have to start if you have a controller for your PC, like an Xbox controller, you have to start it up and then turn on the game, because it won't recognize it if you turn the controller on mid-game.
So, nice. Yeah.
So yeah, but still, I mean, the game was definitely made for controller. Don't even try to play with your keyboard. It is frustrating and just tedious and unrewarding.
You can just make it easier and get it on the PS3 like me.
No, because nope. Then my... I've played like 3 hours.
All those load times, Andy.
Exactly. 3 hours. And not one... I'm sure one of those hours would have been load times if I had it on PS3. So leave me alone.
Hater.
Yeah, seriously. I don't get much time to run around in the blank Animus at all.
Exactly.
I'm like, I see what, Desmond's face.
Done it?
What?
Like, one of the things that really, really impressed me about the game is whenever you are in the Animus loading... If you make Connor walk, like all the graphics and the animation of it, like the little particles that leave imprints and they float away and everything, it's actually really cool. You can see how much time Ubisoft's been putting into the game.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah, that's worth 5 minute load time.
Ooh, then like the 80th time, you're like, oh, all right.
This yeah, like, all right, there's the particles.
And
again.
That's that. You know what?
You start naming the particles. There's Billy.
It's Billy, yo, you rascal. So that's the one thing that kind of stopped me from getting full synchronization on the PS3 version and the 360 version, because I didn't care to sit through the load time of like, oh, if I mess up one part, then I'd reload the checkpoint. But my God, a checkpoint reloading took forever.
Exactly.
I'm like, what the hell? And so now it's way easier now to get full sync for everything, because as soon as I'm like, oh, I effed up, and then I just hit the reload checkpoint, 2 seconds later I'm back and I'm just ready to roll, ready to make the same mistake again, baby. But yeah, I played Assassin's Creed 3, a little bit of Black Ops 2, and I rolled.
Oh,
you know what?
Threw up a little bit in my mouth.
2 weeks ago, I would have had the same reaction. So,
oh, my.
And now I've grown an immunity. My esophagus doesn't give a shit anymore. I've been. What else have I been playing too? Oh, a lot of iOS games, but we'll get to that too. All right, cool. Good beginning segment. Didn't even cover what we're gonna talk about today, so oh man. All right, I hope people read the description before this, because they're gonna get super angry. So this week we'll be talking about Uncharted, their new game, which is not really an Uncharted game. Wii U,
it's Uncharted, if you will.
Ayo.
Ta-da.
That's too meta for these people. All right, the Wii U, Square Enix, Hyrule Historia, or Historia if you are Hispanic, Dragon Age 3, Dishonored if you are American, and Bungie's next Project Destiny.
It's about Halo.
No, it's not.
Just kidding. They already miss Halo and they immediately regret their decision.
That's why they made it. It's freaking sci-fi anyway, so it's like, yeah. it's Halo. If anything, it's... All right, we'll get into that. Now, for the segment everyone waits for, other than his green light pick of the... Nah, no one cares.
That's right. Whoa!
But one segment that is notable in our podcast, because I guess it's the only one, is the news. So hit us with the news, Ryan. What's been going on?
All right, I'm going to hit you with the news. Deus Ex, the film, gets a director, which is going to be Scott Derrickson. He directed Sinister and The Exorcism of Emily Rose, which I haven't seen either one of those because I don't watch those kind of movies.
Oh, because your vagina is too big?
A little bit.
Vagine?
Vagine. Explicit.
Yeah. Well, no. I think vagina is an anatomical term.
Okay.
I can say the other name for it. I call it.
Anyways.
Whispering Eye.
Jesus Christ. Deus Ex, y'all. If they do it right, it could be like another Blade Runner, which would be really awesome. So.
Oh, yeah. And it's going to be based on the Human Revolution one.
Yes.
Oh, man. I don't know if you guys have played that, but.
That takes place after like the newest game, right?
No. Revolution. No, yeah, Human Revolution is the prequel to the old Deus Ex games.
Yeah. So the movie takes place after Revolution, right?
I think it'll be based on Human Revolution.
Oh, okay.
Because the whole storyline in Human Revolution is like about arms race, but literally arms race.
Oh,
the human augmentation and how you have like robotic limbs and stuff and how there's like two views on it, and it's like one thing it's against nature and God, and the other side is like all about, you know, making yourself better, or people who are injured in war and crimes that can get their lives back with augmentation. So, you know, it's a little bit different, but I think it's a great setup. As soon as I played the game and I'm like, that's all I thought was, this would make an incredible movie, you know?
Exactly. It's a good story.
Exactly. And, you know, your main character, I already forgot. I played it so long ago. And, I highly recommend this game, too. It's like $8 now, and it's PC Master Race. And, yeah, it's like $8, so you can pick it up. And you can...
You got, like, really loud when you said that.
You can have a good old time. With yourself, play with yourself, and it really does encourage stealth play. Even though it won't say it, it'll be like it'll punish you at one point.
That's kind of how the old games were. It's like they always kind of like hinted. They're like, why don't you try to find that hidden duct to sneak in there?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like, you don't have to, but they would like highly recommend it.
Because everything else is so easy. Like I would make a checkpoint and I'd play one part and I'm like, all right, let's just do that again. And do the stealth. I'm like, I had no conflict. Okay.
Yeah.
But the one thing is there are boss fights, and in boss fights, it's useless. So now you're like effed in the A. If you went all stealth and you're like, well, I can't sneak around because this guy has a Gatling gun. Oh, my. All right.
So we'll see what skill tree the actor plays. No, I'm just kidding.
Do you think Christian Bale will play Adam?
Christian Bale will probably play
play the janitor friend.
Yeah.
He'll use his Batman voice, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Where's Falcone?
All right, y'all. This is kind of old news, but it was a rumor, so I kept it on here. Google has been talking to Dish Network about like a wireless service, because last podcast, remember, we were talking about how Google is laying down their fiber wire for
my pants.
For Kansas City, and they have like the super internet now.
Yes.
So yeah. So now they're talking about doing a wireless. Well, it's rumored that they're talking to Dish Network about potentially making a wireless service. So that would be amazing.
That's like Google Fiber beamed into your home and into your scrotum. You know, because wireless interference.
Exactly what it kills is. That's your sperm. What wireless does. You know it.
I have like point. I'm gonna have a 3-armed kid with all these wireless devices around me for my whole life.
I'm going for a cycloptic baby myself.
Cyclops. You hate depth perception, don't you?
Exactly.
You want Marcus Fenix the Third to have no depth perception.
Exactly. And that's gonna be his name. All right. What?
Said, I guess it's just a guy thing then.
What about cyclop babies?
No, about genetic mutation on sperm.
Yeah, because eggs are useless. We don't need women.
It's true.
It's true. Okay.
You tell that to your girlfriend. You're useless.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oprah's actually guest appearing tonight. So. Yeah.
All I need is my right hand. What's up? PC yeah, Master Race.
All right, moving on. So what am I gonna say? Optical discs in 2015, they're gonna try to push for the 1 terabyte. Is that crazy?
That's
1 terabyte, like Blu-rays right now are pretty giant and they have 25 gigabytes, but 1 terabyte?
Woo. When did we make that skip? I missed the 500 gigabyte disc. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. They're like, go big or go home. They're probably making this in Texas. So thanks.
I bet I know who's like the one person to spur this technology is Girls Gone Wild, because you just can't squeeze like all that footage into one Girls Gone Wild DVD.
3D.
Snap. Yeah, so like that would be pretty sweet. I would put on, because then you might not be watching where you're shooting, and then you're gonna get your 3D glasses all gross. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't know if that happens to you guys a lot. It happens to me all the time, and I don't know. All right, dead silence for that one.
You know what?
I can't make a sperm joke anymore, I guess.
No, that's disgusting. So you think 2015, I'm already going to probably stop buying Blu-rays if this new fucking thing is going to come out.
Why?
Guys, they should always
have a collection to where you can groan at how much money you spent on.
Yeah, jeez.
I'm sorry, I just can't, I can't justify buying anything anymore on physical disc.
That's true.
It's hard. It's the fact that there's like so much out there, and the fact that Vudu, I don't know if you guys know this, but you can buy movies now, like physical copies now, of movies that aren't out on DVD and Blu-ray yet. Like you go into Walmart and you buy this like voucher, because my girlfriend's family bought one, and so they bought Prometheus before it came out, and it was in a physical box, but there wasn't a disc inside. It's just a voucher.
Oh my gosh!
Download it. So you get it on Vudu, download it, and then they send you the disc when it comes out. Yeah, so it's I think that's pretty cool, but it's,
well, you know what, a lot of these new Blu-rays will give you like the freaking triple pack, like DVD, Blu-ray, and digital combo.
Yeah, digital combo.
And McRib.
I don't understand why they do that.
Because digital copy is just one of the I think one of the best ways to do anything.
I mean, like, I get the digital copy thing, but the DVD.
So
I don't know.
Gift to someone you hate.
So they don't want to, like, it's probably just, they probably have to pay, like, extra, like, storage space if they had, like, a separate DVD, DVD.
Well, no, because
as opposed to just putting, like, one section, Tim Allen's Santa Claus.
Wait. I got it. So the DVD purpose is for like those people
who still have a DVD, but they don't.
No. They rent the game. They rent a game from like Redbox, and if it's a game they really like, they swap it with the DVD.
You're disgusting. How dare you do that? You are the reason why America is losing money.
That's happened to me before when I went to go rent Rainbow Six once, and I was like, "What is this?" And it's like.
Oh,
was it an old Eddie Murphy movie?
Jeez. That is like night and day.
Wait to play Rainbow Six. Oh, Beverly Hills Cop. What the f?
I was so pissed.
Oh, man. Wow. All right. It's just as fun, I guess.
Yeah. They're both comedies.
Yeah.
All right, next we got Square Enix is trying to follow in the footsteps of BioWare and being all awesome and considering same-sex marriage in Final Fantasy, what is that?
14.
XIV. Yeah, 14. Sky. I almost said 19. It felt like a joke. I know. I don't know why. Anyways, yeah, so they're thinking about doing the whole same-sex thing like BioWare has done in all their games now pretty much, so.
But that's an MMO, and if you're gay in an MMO, I don't know. I don't see any problem with that. But I don't even know how they're dealing with the marriage thing. It, are you guys seriously deleting this as – you know what? I'm glad, I'm glad I wrote down the entire synopsis for this whole episode before we started, because I've been slowly watching you delete everything.
Like, it speeds things up later.
Oh my, this guy is trying to be efficient in a Google document. Right.
I am.
Thank you, Ryan Anderson. Pioneer.
I'll wait until we're done with the topic, though. My bad. That was a little preemptive.
You're always premature. Yeah. That's I shouldn't know how often he's premature, but
quite up.
Oh man. All right. So we MMOs and marriage. I don't get it. I don't understand what benefits it gives you, but if it does give you some kind of like edge in the game.
Well, back in my MapleStory days, you can get married in MapleStory, and then if you were close to your significant other, you'd get like bonus experience if you fought together.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, yeah, right?
Ryan made Andy in MapleStory.
We were the first same-sex marriage in MapleStory.
Exactly.
Not even we played MapleStory. Shut up. Get that trash out of here. It's not, not the ultimate graphics.
That was my jam back in the day. 56K modem. MMO.
You know what? That my mind for that was Worms Online. Worms, playing Worms. You ever played that game?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then it went to what was that? That other game that was like Worms, but it was like a Korean version of it, and everyone played it.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Korean Worms.
Everyone.
No, Korean Worms is eating bad bulgogi.
Nice.
Ta-da.
All right. All right. Yeah. So this next one's for can I delete this, Andy?
You may delete it.
This next one's for Andy because his personal talk is about possibly getting a Wii U, which is disgusting. But no, it's not. I don't care. You can get one.
Bigger Nintendo, like a fighter for Nintendo, and then this tells me it's disgusting.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's funny. So yeah, there's been a couple issues. I know one of them. I was listening to on Revision 3. If you get the, say you get like the 32 gigabyte, what do they call it? Ultra? Elite?
Elite, I don't know, something, Black Ops 2 Edition.
Oh my gosh. But anyways, so you get the 32 one, and after all your downloads, because there's like a lot of downloads when you first play it, or first turn it on, you, and then it ends up you only have like a 23 gigabyte hard drive.
Yep.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, it's a giant like firmware upgrade, and it really sucks.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And especially if you got just the 8 gig version.
Yeah, the 8 gig, you have like 3 afterwards.
Jokes
like,
on you.
Yeah.
No, I heard you can actually just attach external memory to it.
Yeah, yeah, but oh my gosh.
What, you don't like carrying 2 console sized items with you everywhere?
Oh man. It's like, I just imagine Xbox, when they let you use your USBs, just always have a USB sticking out of your Xbox. Yeah, no, that's good.
I love
that's what I wanted.
I love seeing all these things poking out against my TV.
Exactly. So, I don't know. It's what you make of it, I guess. If you're going to be, you know, using your Wii for a lot of stuff, then you better get the 32 one, or else you're not going to have a lot of leeway.
Yeah. I you know what? What was that, Natalie? Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm just going to wait because I'm sure, well, though there probably won't be a new version with a faster processor, which I would love to have because that's the main issue for me, because I just hate waiting 15 seconds just to switch between apps on, like, a console. That's ridiculous. My like 5-year-old Xbox can do faster than that.
Yeah, you really hate loading screens.
I hate loading
screens. You know, the more I use PC, the more annoying it is to, like, go through the menus on Xbox.
Yes. Oh, man.
Like, just, like, when I'm, like, starting a party, like, to talk to my brother on there, I'm like, geez, it takes so long just to push the Xbox, like, middle button. It's like...
Yeah, it is a chore.
It is, kind of. But,
and he told you, PC Master Race. It has spoiled us.
Yeah, it has. I feel like a fatty.
With the Wii U, you're kind of better off with the specs and everything. You're kind of better off just getting using a PC versus using the Wii U.
What? Like, yeah.
No, like, but no joke though. It's for real, for serious.
What are you?
So you're saying like the Wii U really isn't like useful in like its other aspects?
Okay, I mean. In all honesty, it's really neat because I saw one of my friends playing it this weekend, or this past weekend.
And at Target? I'm kidding.
No. All right, go on. At my parents' house while we were playing Zelda 2.
Oh, my. Yeah, that's what you get a Wii U for. Zelda 2, The Adventure of Link.
We were playing Zelda 2, but James was playing on his Wii U, and I was looking at it. It's pretty cool. You know, you don't have to have it connected to the TV. And I'm like, that's actually pretty nifty and useful. But when you look at it, it's like,
it's
graphics on the pad itself reminds me of the 3DS.
Yeah. But no. I mean, it's, did he have any like hardcore big AAA games on there?
No, he was playing Warriors Orochi.
Okay, well, you can't really use that as a barometer for how good it's.
I'm waiting. Like, I want to see how Batman and like Assassin's Creed 3 look on it, because you know it has the capabilities to run Unreal 4, but I saw
probably like a lower end version.
I was looking at a video of Batman being played on it. On the pad itself, and I'm like, still reminds me of the 3DS.
Yeah. Well, it's not like an iPad Retina display on there, but yeah, it's. I would say you're gonna expect a drop in graphics, especially since I think the resolution on the pad, the gamepad, is 480p.
Yeah. So
you have to expect that. But I mean, what's the trade-off is? You can, you know, if you need to go do something or walk to a different part of your house, you just beam it to your controller and walk away and do something, and or like take a whiz.
You can't even walk that far because we tried it out. We tested it out to see how far it would go, and you've been to my parents' house, Andy.
Yes. Yeah, they live in a barn out near this. All right, go on.
James next to the old water hole.
In the living room next to the fireplace, and he walked to the island, and
they have an island, by the way. Yep.
The island in the kitchen.
Yes, I know. I know.
And that's when it started acting up, and he couldn't use it at all.
You want to hear another funny thing? Is it's kind of good and a bad thing. The Wii U has like, you can plug in any headset into it, basically. But if you're playing a game and you're using the Pro Controller, the Pro Controller doesn't have a port for it, so you have to hook it up to the tablet and then have the tablet sitting there with you as you're using the Pro Controller. So if you want to play Black Ops with a Pro Controller, you have the tablet sitting there with your headset plugged into it.
I love my 8-pound headset.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
It's like, yeah, it's like a ball and chain with your headset.
Literally.
So that's...
Yeah. I'm sure there's a huge Black Ops following on Wii U.
Well, you know, there's like 400. I don't know.
Ugh. Ugh.
Nintendo Land's like really fun, though.
Oh, I'm sure it is, since it comes with a damn thing.
Well, if you get the black one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but buyer beware. This is like... For the Wii, this is like Wii Sports, you know, like the game that comes with it is like the best game out for it, and then that's it.
Yeah, that's kind of sad. it's the beginning of the shovelware.
Exactly. So.
Yeah, and
watch out, Andy. I don't want to see you get hurt
No, I'm definitely gonna wait because I know for a fact that I know they're gonna come with a they're gonna make the new Zelda and it's gonna come with a golden edition of it. So I'd rather have that one.
They'll make a slim one too.
Yeah, that too. Right when they release the next Wii.
No, they'll make an XL version like the 3DS. Oh my!
The pad is even bigger.
Do you know why they made the XL version of the 3DS, right?
Because my fat ass. I'm glad he said it at the same time.
Yeah.
For Andy's hands.
Yep.
What? Why, Natalie?
Natalie's like, no, that was it.
She's like,
yeah, that was exactly why.
Surprising. That's what Iwata wanted to. He was like disgusting.
Yep.
No, it's because Nintendo wanted to integrate older people.
Oh, okay.
Into the industry, so they made the XL.
It's probably for the growing American population.
Japan though. It was for in Japan. It was for the elderly, but you know, over here in America, we want it bigger and better.
Yep, bigger is better in America. Like my women, like I like my games.
Fast loading. Loaded.
Big loading times, just all day. All right, but all right. The Wii U, you know, maybe get it, maybe not.
Maybe.
Just wait.
Just wait, she says. This is why Nintendo is dying. Because we wait.
Exactly. Uncharted. For the Vita gets a card-based game coming out, which probably could be pretty cool if they, because I don't know if you guys ever played the that Metal Gear card game was actually kind of cool.
Acid?
Yeah, Acid. So.
Yeah, I played it.
Yeah, it's all right. So Uncharted, it's called Fight for Fortune, so card game, little strategy. I like my strategy games. Like my cards, deal the cards. All right, moving on since nobody else wants to talk about.
How long is this bit gonna last, Ryan? Are you done with your jokes?
Oh, man.
You can use the enemies. It's actually suggested that you make a combination of enemies and the heroes because each character has their own personal spec. And you pretty much use this card game to
And Andy's
attack.
Eating shit.
Hey, man, this is the most boring segment. I hate card games. Go on.
What? Dude, you told me last podcast you were like excited for Card Hunter.
Okay. All right. Because the cards, the monsters pop out and it's
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm going to have my Dorito tacos with some double XP and you go ahead talk about No, go on.
No, seriously.
No, you can tell me what do I care about Uncharted.
All right.
It's an action-adventure turn-based card game.
Uh-huh.
It'll be on the PlayStation Store December 4th for $4.99.
Oh, my God, $5 to five, not play a game.
$5. Yeah,
the whole thing is you got to use your equipped cards to either reduce the health of your opponent.
Lightning!
Or the faction cards.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I like how Ryan already deleted the story. He's like,
I did. I did. I should have listened to Andy sooner. I'm already convinced this is a terrible game.
I really do adore card games. Okay, I love Dominion for one, and I played a lot of like Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon, but I just don't see the appeal of a digital card game because I like the feel of cards in my hand, and if I'm playing a strategy, and it's in a card format. I'd better damn well be able to see my opponent in the face, and I could like lunge across the table and punch them when I get beaten. So,
that's nice.
I was a really good person at these card tournaments, but no, I was just walking around stealing people's cards while my friends played. But there's this one kid that we. All right, no, I'm not gonna admit to my
crime. All
right, But yeah,
I know this. Andy's a little hellion growing up.
Growing up,
Still is.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so you know, Uncharted card game, $5. This is the console mover for the Vita.
Yeah, there you go.
If you didn't get a Vita yet, pick one up now because you're gonna want to play this. Oh, all right, that's cool. I'm done with this. Move on to Hyrule Historia. You know,
Hyrule Historia, son.
That's you off.
Why? Because Natalie was typing in the next article. She's
we
like,
we just lost our Uncharted viewers. That's all.
That's fine. There's like one person anyway.
We already lost when Andy started eating his chips during.
Go on.
So hi. Excuse me.
May I speak now?
Legend of Zelda: Hyrule Historia, 272-page hardcover art book. Can you guys handle that?
Dude, I mean,
I love my Zelda, but that's a lot of Zelda.
As soon as they announced that you can pre-order, you bet I went and I bought it.
Oh, nice. Where can you pre-order from?
You pre-purchased.
Amazon.
Oh, Amazon? Oh, well, all right. Yeah, and then it talks about, like, the history of Hyrule and a timeline, which is supposed to be secret, and now they're letting it out for the masses. Oh, man.
Yeah.
But I secretly already knew. I knew the history.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. So it's good for fans like myself. How much is it?
Has a new cover. Oh, I paid. Hold on, let me pull up my receipt. It's actually pretty cheap. I thought it was going to be like super duper expensive because whenever Hyrule Historia first came out in Japan, I wanted to buy it right away, and the only way you could get it was on eBay, and it was like for $40 and up, but mostly hundreds up because Japanese people knew, you know, Americans, they want this.
And they're stupid.
But I'm pretty sure I paid like $27 with tax and everything.
Wow.
Wait, how much?
27.
Oh, yeah, it's not bad.
It's like, it's really pretty good. Reasonable.
Yeah.
No. $35 is reasonable. 27 is a deal.
That's a deal. That, you know what, Andy? That is a slick deal.
That is a slick deal.
I was actually really shocked at how cheap it was. I was making sure, like, this is the legit thing. And I kept, like, going between the link and
the description.
Yeah, and I'm like,
this
okay.
This is a picture of the Hyrule Historia.
Yeah.
You're looking for
the small print.
Well, no, because on Amazon, it doesn't have the Western cover because we're getting a different cover. It doesn't have the book cover on it. It has just a regular picture, like of Link and another character. So I was like super scared.
I'm gonna ask what everyone else wants to know: is there Princess Zelda hentai in it?
Oh my! Last hentai. Last 172 pages. The first 100 is just pictures of Link.
Oh snap!
The next 172 pictures.
Sold. That's going to last 5 minutes.
Oh, my God.
And I'm only 2 minutes, so, you know, win-win. Win.
Win-win-win.
Yep.
All right, moving on.
You guys, you might have to continue for a second. I got to go drain the main vein.
Oh, my. Yeah, after eating your chips and suck it up. Oh, my God. So, wow. Andy had a lot of feedback going on, I think. He muted his thing. Anyways... Dragon Age 3, there was a rumor that EA was talking to the developers about Dragon Age 3, that they wanted to give the developers extra and ample time to finish it. So they're thinking about just pushing DA 3 for the next console generation. Pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, do you play Dragon Age?
No.
Okay. Yeah, you probably like it.
Played a little bit of the first one.
Was it too MMO-ish for you or something? Too in-depth?
At that time, okay, the most experience I ever had with online gaming was playing Ancient Empires and Carmen.
Oh, okay. All right. That's a good excuse, I guess. So no, I spent like, oh my gosh, I spent like 80, 90 hours on Dragon Age 1 and like 40 hours on 2. So I am like a seasoned veteran of Dragon Age. So
it looked fun. And the one time I did play it, I was like, this is really cool, but I don't know if I can devote all this time. Like even now with Guild Wars, I mean, I really love it, but I don't really devote too much time to it.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. So, but yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, I guess we all kind of saw it that the next generation of consoles is going to be happening here pretty soon anyway. So it's kind of.
Didn't they just announce it though?
Announce like, what?
PS4 and 720.
The dev kits went out. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
For the PS4. Oh, my bad. Probably should have included that in the news. That's kind of important.
Go ahead, talk about it then, because I didn't hear about it.
Oh, I didn't. All I know is that there's been, I think, two accounts. Like, somebody twit-picked it and on one of them, and it was like actually, it wasn't a picture. It was just the fact that it was a Twitter. And I think they said that they have, I forgot, I don't even know what studio, but the PS4 dev kits went out. And I think a couple months ago, like, the 720 dev kit went on sale on eBay. I'm pretty sure we talked about it.
Not bad. No, I don't remember talking about it.
All right, maybe I dreamt about it.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I was looking around on the Ouya website, and that dev kit is $800. I was like, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, for a $99 console.
Yeah. God, so the 720 is probably like firstborn baby.
So if it'll take Android-based games, can you just get an Android dev kit?
Well, it's probably the same thing. Those aren't cheap, really.
All right, never mind. I have no room to speak.
I don't know.
I know one of them is coming out 2013, and then the other one's supposed to come out the next year. But I'm thinking it's the Xbox, because there was a report, a 56-page document that detailed the Xbox 720, and it indicated that in 2013 it would launch for $299.
Yeah, then the PS4 will come out and try to wow us, and it'll be like, oh, it's $800. Everybody's like, what was that? Oh no, don't worry, it's really awesome graphics. Don't,
No, Ridge Racer.
Ridge Racer.
Starting to wonder if now consoles are going to be coming out for $299 instead of $250.
Well, I think
after PS3's freaking
faux pas
craziness, they need to realize that they need to make it cheap or affordable.
Or the fact that they know PC is the best thing ever.
That too. They might as well just quit PC Masteries. They might as well just develop for Steam.
Oh man, don't get my jollies all in a bunch, man. Oh,
I know.
Good Lord. Think about that.
Everybody, let's take a moment of silence and think about that.
All right. What are we thinking about?
Oh, my Ruby. Whatever.
All right, moving on. For all you Canadian listeners.
Yeah, Jeff.
Oh, Jeff is, huh?
Yeah, I don't know who Jeff is. Let's go.
Okay. I don't know the names of the
Sister podcast.
Yeah.
Not really our sister.
No, I was like, oh, okay.
No, it's those guys are Kenny and Matt.
Oh, that's right.
They're Californian, so they don't matter.
Okay. Well, I'm Oregonian.
Ew, that's even worse.
Well, at least we're out west.
Out west. All right.
Exactly. Maybe Oklahomian.
Nope. Oh, like,
anyways,
Native American.
The Wii Mini, y'all. It is coming out in Canada only. For $99 on December 7th. It looks really slick. It actually looks really cool, but it's just like, why now with the Wii U coming out? I don't understand. And it doesn't have backwards compatibility or internet.
What?
Yeah. It's a very, like, minimal.
Yeah, this is definitely for your kids if you hate them. So, yeah. Bye.
Yeah. I mean, growing up when I didn't have like internet or fast internet, I guess that makes sense. But anymore now, it's like I don't think there's really that many people that don't have internet. So
you'd be surprised, actually.
Yeah, maybe.
What was that, Natalie? You're like, sorry.
No, I said I like this one person's comment.
What was that?
I wonder how many Canadian children will ask their parents for the new Wii for Christmas and be devastated to find a Wii Mini under their tree.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's right.
That'd be funny.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Disappointing. Yeah.
I like watching Canadians suffer.
Because I could just like imagine. I could imagine just like the mom like going to Fred Meyer's. I don't know, just give me the new Wii or something. I'm looking for a Wii. I don't know.
Oh, 99. That's a steal. All right.
Wow, they're making these things cheaper and cheaper. Yeah. So, it's cool, but it'd be cooler if they released it, you know, mid console race, not at the end. Because it looks really cool, like the design of it.
Yeah, I like minimalistic, and that is it's pretty minimalist. Yeah. Oh, yeah, and it'll be like the reverse of the Nintendo 64 kid. It's just going to be so much raging.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll be awesome.
Oh, yes. All right, so I'm going to pass this next news one to whoever threw this one up here. Take two, console transition will leave casualties. Take it away. Who posted it?
So
what?
Pretty much, Take-Two Interactive CEO Strauss Zelnick was saying because the new consoles that are coming out, every time a console does come out and everything changes, the transition from one generation to another, it causes a couple of companies to go out because pretty much it's you either make it or you don't, kind of Darwinism theory.
Yeah, that's true. Does that kind of dictate too? Like when we just said passing out the dev kits, do only certain developers get those dev kits too?
Well, I think so.
If you have enough money, yeah. I mean, these dev kits aren't cheap, but also the fact that, like, we're kind of into this new age, and even EA acknowledges it, that it's, you know, like pricing and everything has taken a turn now. We're doing so much digital, so you kind of don't need a dev kit per se for, you know, like small arcade, big, like, and nice, good titles. You know, like Journey or, what was that? Unfinished Swan. Those games are awesome and they're great for PSN. And I'm sure they didn't pay like a $12,000 or $10,000 dev kit for, you know, on the PS3.
Yeah, yeah.
So, oh wait, you know what? Probably they did. But I'm talking about even like Xbox Live Arcade stuff. You can create it on HTML and still submit it to Xbox Live Arcade.
Yeah,
so, you know,
that's
it's
true.
It's going to weed out some people, but I think every console generation, the new ones, it's just like this sense of new and wonder, and it's like, oh man, you know, it gives you a fresh start. It's like I can make a new IP now. And a lot of people can start new IPs, you know, that's what happened with Assassin's Creed. And man, look at it.
It's just kind of sad though, you know, I mean, it's true. It happens, but it's just kind of sad.
Yes.
Yes,
it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes. that was quite the cliffhanger. Yeah.
Okay. So, but Zelnick says that he is in his prediction or pretty much assumption. He says that it.
What?
What? You cut out.
Now you're dead. Did we lose her? Did we lose her? Bill? CNN, did we lose our.
did we lose our correspondent? Oh, man. All right. I guess we can move on.
Maybe.
Awkward.
Well,
no, that's.
A Skype problem. I don't know if they're just going to like hang up on this randomly or not.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. I'm going to talk and it'll be just dead.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I guess she's getting the aftermath of Sandy.
Oh, my God.
Over in Texas.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, there was, I guess, you know, there Darksiders. What was that? What else did they do?
Saints Row.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I don't see people at THQ dying off. soon.
No, I don't think so. Yeah.
If they keep doing good things like Saints Row, I definitely think that's an awesome game.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think people should just develop for the PC.
You'll never die.
Dude, seriously, I mean,
there's like so much we can do with what PC games are.
Yeah.
And then if not, you know, you're going to find your niche. The PC gamers are the weirdest ones out there, and we will shell out money for stuff because we know if we don't like it, we can tweak it or we can like spread the word even faster.
Did you see that thing online about like all those PC people like signing that, like wanting GTA 5 to be on PC?
Yeah. And I'm sure you don't have to. It's coming. Don't worry.
Yeah, it probably will. Yeah. So
I don't think there's been a GTA that hasn't been on, other than Vice City Stories that was on iOS. So.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's true. Good point. Moving on. Dishonored, which I'm excited. I'll get to Andy Dory after finals. I'll play my Dishonored because I'm excited for it. I got it for a slick deal. possibly becoming a franchise.
Yeah. That'd
be cool.
You know,
I guess I'll just ask you, since you beat it, do you think it's probable? Oh, or does it make sense with the story?
Oh, with the story? They'll have to find a different protagonist. Well, no, you know what? They could. They could continue it. It's pretty good. And I definitely remember this. In the beginning, when there she is, back from the dead.
Oh my gosh.
What happened?
I don't know.
The Hurricane Sandy? Okay.
No, but what was even wilder is as soon as I got back on and I wanted to join the call, it dropped me automatically from the call.
What? Ryan was blocking you. Was it me?
It was.
He wanted this to be a broadcast again. Nah. Well, now we're on to Dishonored, by the way.
Okay, sorry about that.
It's okay. It's just that is a mark on your record. Don't worry.
Shut up.
One demerit.
Three marks is one demerit.
And then 10 demerits, one disadulation. All right. So Dishonored. So yeah, yes. we're talking about Dishonored and how it's going to become a franchise. Because in the beginning, when I played this game and I was so avid about it and I loved it, I just remember Bethesda saying, you know, this was a new thing and they didn't have any plans for any sequels or anything else. And I was just so sad. I'm like, all right, I'll just play the DLC and I'll just keep this game in my heart forever.
It's because I bought it. So they're like, wow, a lot of people are playing this game.
That was it. You were the last chip.
I was.
Oh, goodness. But yeah.
All in.
All in.
Put it all on black.
Oh. Thank you for your metaphors, Ryan. But yeah, Dishonored, definitely fun. I hope you guys both get to it as soon as possible. And
I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, and you're, you know, I'd say play it how you like. Regardless of how you think something's going to turn out, play it how you like, because it might be short, but that's because you're going to want to play it again. And I've beaten it twice already.
Nice. But hey, so sequel-wise, do you think, is it a big enough, like, universe?
Oh yeah,
like just to play something else.
Oh,
like,
my goodness, it was not. It was like it was the tip of the iceberg.
Nice.
Two playthroughs, and I don't think I've even gone deep enough into the lore and like it's kind of a steampunky game. And
oh yeah,
there's just so much you can do with it, you know. And man, I don't see this. I love it. I just love the fact that a new IP came out and I enjoyed it. And it sold like crazy over this past weekend. Like Steam, it was a number one seller on Steam. So,
yeah.
You know, you're the second person who told me that I should take my time with the game and play it again multiple times.
Yeah.
Because the replay value is incredible.
Oh, yeah. No, it's... I'm not... You know, I'll play games maybe twice, barely. I don't really do it much. Ryan knows. I'm not a achievement guy. I've, like, beaten all Assassin's Creed, and I haven't touched them again after that, even if I haven't collected all feathers or anything. But, yeah, it's... That game, I definitely had to do it twice, because it was just that much fun, and I wanted to... There was, on the second playthrough, I'm really thorough in my games. I will go into every nook and cranny, and the second time I played it, I did things that I didn't do the first time, and it opened up more stuff I never even discovered. So,
Oh, wow.
Yeah, please, you know, if you haven't played this, play it, because this game is so much fun. It's just fun. And the way you kill people is fun. That's just always fun. Psychopath.
Yeah, really. Tag this man. All right. For our final news, Andy, I think he posted this on Throw to You. I haven't seen this video yet.
Oh, yeah.
So it's about Bungie. As we all know, Bungie made Halo since one to Reach, and then they passed the buck over to 343. So now they're making new stuff, and it's called Destiny. So.
Yeah, so Destiny is another sci-fi. I'm not sure if it's going to be a first-person shooter. I don't think that's been clarified yet, or maybe I didn't listen. But I saw this posted on Kotaku a couple days, or maybe yesterday, or today, actually. And then I listened to watched the IGN YouTube, and it was pretty cool. It's basically they have, what was it? I don't know if it was leaked or it was just sent out from a PR representative for the game. And they actually detailed a lot of it as far as, and it's actually slated to release next year. And it's a sci-fi game. And one of the things that kind of got me was that they said it wants to tap into your inner 7-year-old. And mine was very, you know, just sadistic. So I hope it has a lot of torture. I'm kidding. But these guys. And so, yeah, I guess it's trying to get into your sense of wonder and maybe creativity and exploration, which I guess everyone has in their 7-year-old all the time, or gamers do. And so I guess Destiny is a sci-fi, maybe shooter, and they say it takes place 700 years in the future. Human race has been, hunted down, or I don't know, it's something about us not being very
by a race called the Tovenant.
Thank you. They're like
not Covenant.
We don't know what to do now anymore.
The Brovenant.
Yeah, right. Brovenant. Yes.
Provenant. Is Brocidon part of it?
No. Oh my goodness. But I don't know if they were hunted down or they just are trying to survive on a single solar system. But it was on one planet, and there is this giant orb. It was huge over the planet, and they call it the Traveler. And so it's, it watches over them. But they don't know. They don't know what it is. No one's ever been up to it. It's like a Death Star, I guess, is what it looked like. A Death Star, but you couldn't really see it. And then, thank you. 2 minutes, I am told. All right. So, I'll start the timer. But yeah, well, as far as that goes, Destiny is a sci-fi thing. And and there's these new aliens that coming from far reaches of the universe that are starting to move in. And you are part of like a knight's, I guess they called it, the knights that are trying to protect the last of the human race with the Traveler over you, and to push away the aliens that are trying to encroach on the last of your people.
Nice.
Which I don't know if it's been done before. I'm sure it sounds familiar in some other form of media, but come on.
XCOM.
Oh, whatever. That's like an invasion.
Okay, well, what is this? This is a hunting?
It's an invasion of Earth. This is a whole different planet, and it's just a different skin, so it's probably the same.
Call of Duty probably did it.
Ooh, I
played it. Just kidding.
All right.
I'll allow it, Bungie. I'll give you this chance.
I don't see... in my eyes, Bungie can't do much wrong. If you brought us... Yeah. Something fresh with Combat Evolved, you guys started. You guys are the starters of Microsoft, as far as I'm concerned, or of Xbox. We would not have had like game. What was that?
Xbox LAN parties,
Link sessions.
Oh yeah.
Had it not been for that, so yeah. All right, Senor Anderson, you done with the news?
I am. That's all I got, even though you told the last one, so.
Yeah. All right, well, that was kind of shoddy, so We'll call that one Ryan's rickety news. Cool. I've been
and yeah, slightly old news because we didn't do it last week. So weird.
True. All right. Now on to games of the coming week. So not too much, but you know, some heavy hitters. It's not a. It'll be good. So one is the biggest, Far Cry 3, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice.
As far as I've heard, this game is awesome. The only issue I've heard from it so far from a reviewer's standpoint is, the HUD gets in the way, and the multiplayer is superfluous, which is most first-person shooters.
Yeah.
And Far Cry 3, and the tagline for this game is Skyrim in the Jungle.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know if you guys seen that. It's all on like
every
Far Cry 3 commercial ever. You'll see it. That's like the first tagline is Skyrim in the Jungle. And I think they quote that from one of the from Game Informer or something like that, or IG.
Nice.
And
I guess Ubisoft's on a roll.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, and you know, like I kind of want to get this one because I haven't played any of the other Far Cries.
Skip two.
I heard
one was really good, and then two was just like. So what I can already tell is three is a good step up. So
that's good. Yeah.
And I don't think you necessarily have to, you know, play them in order for any sort of story.
Three is a whole different.
I think they're all different. Yeah.
Yeah. Three, you're not like some superhuman. Charged. Is that what happens in two? You're like, you have these instinctual powers?
Yeah, well, that's in one, too.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, as we are completely inaccurate about games.
Exactly.
Far Cry 3,
we'll talk about them.
Yeah. Far Cry 3, there's some pretty cool ideas in it, especially like they said the fast travel systems it put in, so you don't have to... In number two, that was one big problem. And then, I just think the fact that it's like a huge open world is like Skyrim, basically. It's gonna be a lot of fun. And
Oh, yeah.
And I heard the AI is pretty responsive. Oh, are you serious? You know how that's the only way I can read. Okay. All right. I'm OCD. You can hear it, huh? All right. Cool.
You hear the clicking. Yeah.
I know you do hear the clicking.
My APM has to stay up.
Yeah, exactly.
That's my
training for Kenny.
That's my StarCraft 2. Oh, yeah. Kenny! Oh man, I'm not gonna say it because we played some StarCraft 2. Something happened, but we had fun.
And Andy's keeping his APM up. That's all.
Oh yeah, but So Far Cry 3, I'm definitely probably gonna check it out. Probably not anytime soon. My fall game lineup is.
Yeah, Jesus.
Not only was I already overbooked before the fall, but I'm now completely. I'm swamped.
You know, fall's like the peak of the gaming season.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's because everyone has to buy the new crap for their kids who won't appreciate it in a year.
Yep.
So, yeah. You damn kids. So, speaking of Skyrim in the Jungle, Skyrim Dragonborn DLC coming out next week as well, December 4th. This time you'll get to ride dragons around. I already forgot the name of the place. I want to say Tyria, but that's not it. That's
I can't remember.
Oh, man. Well, it's basically Skyrim.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you get to ride dragons around and be a real dragonborn and fight the original dragonborns.
And take back the Iron Throne.
Yep. And then have some crazy naked mods of girls in it. What's
up? Hey, PC Master Race mods.
Oh, this guy.
I mean, plus, okay, if listeners, if you're not convinced yet, look up Skyrim, like, screenshots on Kotaku, and they have this, like, there was this one article, and they had all these screenshots from these guys who modded it. And this, it looks so good. It is incredible.
Yeah, screenshots running like 20 awesome mods, or maybe it was 100.
Yeah,
it was like various graphical mods, and yeah, it looked so good.
Like, you could see the pores on everyone on the skin, and like the wrinkles as they move and stuff.
That's another game I have sitting on my shelf.
Really, have Skyrim?
Yeah.
You're probably not gonna get to. I swear, I'm pretty sure. I'm gonna tell you now. You're probably not gonna. Get
to. I know. Yeah, I want to get back to it, but oh man. Dishonored.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I have. You know what's my problem is? I for some reason, couldn't get into, like, Fallout 3 because it was just, it was very alienating as far as the, like, uncanny valley of the people in that game and stuff. So I couldn't really play it. But I got into New Vegas for some reason, and then when I picked up Skyrim, same thing happened with Fallout 3. I couldn't get into it, and then I modded it. And I'm like, oh my goodness, this game is amazing. Like, I couldn't stop playing because of the mods. The mods really drew me in because, like, all the graphics were way better. There was so much more foliage, and my game looked like a movie because I had, like, a depth of field. Like, things in the background were
awesome.
Blurred as to what's in the front. So, and then it just gives you incredible weapons. Like, you get, like, some ridiculous stuff, and you can, like, skin the enemies to look like Spider-Man and, like, Thor and stuff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, you can have the crabs in the game have top hats and mustaches.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, I didn't go that far into modding.
Yeah.
I don't break my game.
That's true. I have had a few crashes, but, you know, some people that actually do this, and mods are free, and, you know, it's for fun, and it makes the game way better because it streamlines everything. Like, my menus were so much more intuitive because of a mod. So, yeah, definitely look into it, guys. PC Master Race. All right. But after that, something else about medieval stuff. It'll be tied into The Hobbit, The Guardians of Middle-earth. Is the game coming out next week, December 4th. I don't really know much about this. Ryan, anything? You're our Lord of the Rings nerd.
Actually, no, I don't.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, jeez, call me Frodo. I just don't know about this game.
Are you implying Frodo doesn't know?
Yeah, exactly.
Frodo don't know?
Frodo don't know about the games made about him. No, I think this is actually a... I think it's like a top-down, like, Diablo-looking game.
No way.
Yeah. That's way. About all I know about it.
No yeah. way. Okay. That's not bad, actually. I would like an isometric. Because that way... See, I played the PS2 game that came out for Lord of the Rings. I don't know if you ever played that one. It was the one based on Return of the King.
Yeah, I played it.
You played that one? Okay, because it was actually really fun. But I had... My biggest issue was the camera, and I could not get over it. I was in the... Oh, you're going to kill me for this. It was in the cave where the king, he got all the ghosts to fight with him. Aragorn.
Yeah.
Aragorn had whipped it out. And so, yeah, it was in there. And the fighting mechanics of that game were so awesome. And it was just cool. And it was like straight up Dynasty Warriors in Middle Earth. And I loved it. And but the camera sucked, and then of course the graphics. So I'd like it to be top down because that way I can manage a party of four better instead of. Oh my God, I'm sorry. It's a subconscious thing. Leave me alone.
Unplug your mouse, Andy.
That will. All right, maybe. But yeah, Guardians of Middle Earth, December 4th. Check it out, guys. Maybe not. Yeah. Don't buy a Wii U. Okay. So, next one is the one everyone loves to hate because I hate it. Uncharted Fight for Fortune will be out next.
Andy eating Doritos while we talk about it.
Yeah. See? That's how much I like that game.
Jeez.
All right. And, oh my goodness, guys. I'm looking at my Raptor friends list, and everyone's on Black Ops 2 right now. Let's hurry this up.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Personal topics. Ryan, what are you going to do this week?
Yeah, I don't have much because I've been kind of busy.
You, Natalie,
so
go.
get out of here. So like last time, I think I'm just gonna give you a Steam green light. Actually, before I jump into that, let me talk about the games that I got ready for me on for fall here. I got some Spec Ops The Line. I got that Intrusion 2 game. It's like that side scroller. Like Contra Super Physics game, and I got, of course, Dishonored. So, yeah, pretty awesome, right?
I don't care. Hurry up,
dude. You're seriously wigging out about it, aren't you? All right, guys.
I'm scratching my
now. Now, what you're really ready for? Because this is what you really listen to this podcast for. My Steam Greenlight pick of the week.
It's gonna be called Steam Greenlight Picks of the Week.
It really should. This one is called Moon Rising. I love my space games. And this is This is a game kind of like XCOM. So if you've played your 200 plus hours of XCOM, you need another XCOM S game. Look out for Moon Rising, because, well, maybe by the time this is released, you'll be done with XCOM like myself. So I'm looking at, I'm looking forward.
Yeah, after 200 hours of
So yeah, you're like on a moon.
That's what I want, more of it.
Exactly. Dude, I love those games. Yeah, so you just have like a moon base, and you got like objectives to do, and it's all like turn-based grid style. Everybody's got their little thing, and it's multiplayer too, so that's pretty cool. I haven't really played XCOM's multiplayer, so.
Whoa, there's an XCOM multiplayer?
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, is it like co-op? Can you co-op it?
I don't know. I haven't really checked it out.
News to Andy.
Excuse me, sir. I think this is my segment.
Nope. These games are always bad. You always pick bad games.
But yeah, this is. I can't talk about the multiplayer because I don't know how the multiplayer works, but single player, campaign, multiplayer, and they're all supposed to sync together. So that's pretty cool. So Moon Rising, y'all, look it up, thumb it up, rate it up.
Yeah, this do whatever is also you got to do. Wes Anderson. So
is it?
Oh my goodness, no!
Just kidding.
This guy thinks his brother did everything.
I know, right? Exactly.
Like, my bro. Yeah. That's all I got. Moon Rising.
All right, Natalie, go.
Dude, all right, this so guy. Going back to the Renaissance topic. I was at the Renaissance Fair last week weekend, and one of the most awesome things. No. One of the most awesome things ever. They had the Avengers Renaissance. So you have Iron Man, who's this knight, like this guy made a knight uniform, but it's Iron Man. It's awesome. And then, but it's old school Avengers. So they had Wolverine in it, and Wolverine is a ninja. And he's got the claws coming out of his gloves. It's so cool. It was Renaissance Avengers.
They had all of them, or just...
Yeah, Hawkeye looks like a kind of like a Robin Hood-ish.
Like, that was hard.
Yeah.
Hawkeye done. Already looked like that. The original Hawkeye already looks like Robin Hood with Iron a mask.
Iron Man was a knight. Black Widow was like an assassin princess-ish.
Wench, okay.
And the Hulk was this guy, like this goblin. This dude made himself look like a goblin, like really beefed up with the cutoff shorts and everything. It was so cool.
Nice.
I was like, oh, I want to take a picture with him, but we were too messed up with mead, so there we go. Well,
Pixar didn't happen, and it didn't happen.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
Oh, but I really wish you guys could have seen it. It was so cool. But I wanted to talk about Assassin's Creed 3. And
you wanted to, but you're not gonna.
Is that that new indie game?
Yeah, it's that new indie game with Indians.
Oh,
dang! Play on words. What's up?
You heard it here first.
And one of the things that I really love about this game
is the loading screens.
Those loading screens. Oh my gosh. Okay. Is actually Connor, like his personality, his character is so deep. You can tell how much time Ubisoft has put into him. And if I had to choose between Ezio and him, because I really love Ezio, I would actually go with Connor, because Connor is more relatable than Ezio, in my opinion. The game is awesome, yeah.
Relatable? You had your village burned down before too? Killed,
touchy subject.
Spoiler.
What? Something always has to happen to the hero, okay? That's what makes you who you are. Iron Man, holla at your boy.
But it's so, like, what I mean relatable is you struggle with him.
Yeah.
Play with him, you know, you play his 30 years of his life. And there's so many twists in that game, like, oh my gosh, the first, after you get past the boring part.
That was not boring. Oh my goodness.
No, what I mean boring is the part with Desmond in the beginning. That was so boring.
Wait, well, that was like 2 minutes. What?
not for me, remember? PS3.
That's true.
Oh, Jesus.
Mine was 2 minutes and 8 seconds of loading. All right, I got you.
It was so boring, and then you start playing Hate Them, and then you play Hate Them, and you're like, this dude's cool. He's an awesome assassin, and then you're like,
hey,
what?
Hey, slow it down there. Slow it down there.
But it's so good. Like, there's so many twists, and I don't want to reveal the ending, but the ending pretty much suggests there is going to be another Assassin's Creed game.
Oh, yeah.
You beat it?
Yeah, I already beat that thing.
Cool.
She beat it like it's prom night.
Yeah.
I played it, I got it, and I beat it 3 days after I got it.
Jesus.
Oh. She recorded a marathon of herself.
Yeah, really.
I completed everything.
And raised 8 cents for a Pixel Pros podcast. She's like, that's not funny.
What a dick. Oh man, that's good.
Has me disappointed. Like, I really don't want to spoil it because there's
two. You already did. You said you're disappointed.
Yeah, Jesus.
There's two twists to the ending, and they're awesome twists, but it's like, Ubisoft, why? But what is cool is I went to go look up some extra information, like if there really was going to be another game, and there is for sure another game, and it'll be coming out either 2013 or 2014, and depending on the VGAs, which is going to be December 7th, if you haven't voted, go vote now. Depending on how well received Connor is, Ubisoft said that there's a huge chance they'll put him in the next game if he's well received.
Yeah, and it'll be a card game.
Yu-Gi-Oh?
Oh my god.
Man.
But yeah, I love it. I love the fighting system. It is tons of fun. The side quests, the Frontiersmen side quests are the most fun to me. I love the naval missions and the homestead missions. They're super fun. So.
Hey, when you play the naval part, are you somebody else?
No, you're Connor.
Why does he look all suited up?
Because you are the captain of a ship.
What? They just give this guy a ship? Okay.
Have you played the game?
No.
Yeah, okay. He can't get no ship. He's an engine.
Well, you play a sequence, and in one of the sequences, you're going to go find a captain. I don't want to spoil it, but you go find the captain, and you do a couple of missions, and you fix up his ship, and you become captain of the ship after he
keeps... Oh my, you just spoiled it for me, because I just figured it out.
I don't need to play anymore.
Yeah, Ryan, don't play it. Oh,
you do want to play, cause trust me, Andy can vouch for me. After that beginning, what the F, it's like, what just happened?
I really want to play it more, because I want to find out more, and I want these questions answered.
Gosh, Ryan. It gets good, like... Yeah. Towards the end, it gets really good, especially with Hate Them, and it's like, I hate them. I feel so bad.
Yeah. And Juno, I don't know if you remember her from the other Assassin's Creed games, the goddess who comes to you in the visions through the Animus. Yeah, she just keeps becoming like a crappy Cortana. Just nice. FYI.
Andy, when you get to that point, you're going to be like, what the F again? There's like so many what the Fs in this game. But you'll be like, what the F, Juno?
It turns out Juno is your original birth mother. And Whoa. Then turns out, twist number two, she has a penis.
Oh my.
Twist number three, you came out of the said penis.
What is this, that Arnold Schwarzenegger movie now?
I hate that movie.
Junior, Andy? Oh, no, I'm sorry, Andy. It's
called
Days.
Total Recall.
But I don't really highly recommend games.
Kindergarten Cop. I'm sorry. That makes so much sense. A man has a baby and he's a kindergarten cop.
You're like, oh, Kindergarten Cop.
It just, my brain just took a dump in my head.
Yeah.
Go on. Sorry.
I don't highly recommend a lot of games, but I highly recommend this one.
What do you mean you don't highly recommend a lot?
I don't. Wow. Well, because I'll say I recommend a game. It's fun. You know, it's fun, but when I highly recommend a game, it's like, yeah, you know, this is a really great game, like Uncharted 2. I highly recommended that game to a lot of people because they were very iffy about it, especially after their first game.
You are the determining factor.
They're like, excuse us.
F Kotaku, and what they have to say. I am waiting for Natalie's review.
Well, people ask. People will come and ask, what do you think? And I'll tell you what I think.
I'll tell you what I think.
If it wasn't for her, Cliff Bleszinski would never have played Assassin's Creed Revelations. He's like, this game is trash.
I will say, out of all the Assassin's Creed games I have played, Revelations by far is the best one.
What?
Whoa, yeah. Really?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
That is a personal topic. I mean, personal opinion. Right. You're going to like three. You're going to like three a lot better.
Three is a whole lot of fun, but you'll see what I mean. I think by far Assassin's Creed Revelations is the best one.
No.
Interesting.
It's like,
I don't know if I'll allow this or not.
Yeah.
You'll allow it whenever you play three. You'll be like, this is great, but when you think about all the technicalities of everything, yeah, Revelations.
Interesting. All right. Give it to you.
Alrighty, your turn. You're up, Andy.
Is he leaving?
Ryan, what's your favorite Assassin's Creed game?
Well, I don't have that much to go on, so I like Revelations so far, but I haven't beaten it, so. Yeah, I could probably agree that it's pretty awesome.
So are you gonna watch the movie after it?
What? There's a movie.
Yeah, after they made Revelations, they announced at Comic-Con that later, what, 2 years ago, that as soon as you beat the game, go watch the little animated short movie that they made for it. Embers, Assassin's Creed Embers, and you can see what happens. What happens after that. And I actually recommend that you do watch it before you play Assassin's Creed 3.
Oh. I'll remember that then.
You don't have to, but if you watch the movie and then you play 3, you're like, okay, that explains where Connor got the spike. What is it called? I forgot what it's called again. The spike chain where he goes and he can stab people and hang them.
Oh yeah, that's what the short film's about. How he got that? I'm just kidding.
Whenever you play it, it's so cool because you're like, that went from that into this, and it shows like how Ubisoft really is trying to keep everything in order, like sequential order.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty cool. It's one of those moments you're like, oh, all right, good job, Ubisoft.
Nice. Andy. Oh, my goodness. All right, Andy, we're going to freaking finish this because we're starting to ramble on about Bowser pooping. Geez. So, Andy, you're going to have to edit a lot of this out. So hit us up.
Don't hate,
hit us up at pixelpcast@gmail.com. Email us, we're still standing by and waiting for your input. Gotta be honest, I've lost our email password, so I'm locked out of our account, so I hope Andy's been checking that. So maybe we've actually gotten an email, I just haven't seen it.
Did you tell him?
No, I haven't. I don't talk to him anymore. Anyways, what else do we say? What else do we say at the end of these things?
You can shoot us an email at
our website, pixelpcast.com. And we have a YouTube thing, but Andy's slow at that. We make Andy do all the technical stuff. So he's already watched with a lot of work. But I still blame him anyway. So.
Shit.
Yeah.
Logs like individual.
You know, I was thinking about that. I was talking to Andy about doing more with the YouTube thing, but he already shot me down. So. That's what he does.
I think that would be a good idea.
Yeah, it would. We can even do my Steam Greenlight picks like that, you know. But then who would listen to our podcast, right? Because that's what they listen to our podcast. All right. Oh, man. What, you got anything left to say? Anything, Natalie? Make fun of Andy while his mic is muted.
We should totally do vlogs.
Do what?
That's what I'm going to say. We should do vlogs. If there's some listeners out there, you should comment and totally tell us we should do vlogs.
And what should we do it on? Well, I don't know what we should do it on. So I suggested we could do it on like further stuff that we don't have time to talk about on podcasts. Like if we wanted to talk more about Assassin's Creed or something, you know?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Just like, or if you get like a new piece of technology and you want to talk about it.
Yeah. Perhaps. But anyways, yeah, we'll think about that. When you guys, you know, move out west, then we could all be on the same camera, right?
That'd be pretty cool. We should together one day and do that.
Exactly. So, yeah, this has been fun. Episode 9. We're gonna call it Andy Eating Chips. Pixel Pete. Andy Eating Chips. I'll tell him that. Hopefully. So, we'll catch you guys later. Peace. Bye.